91.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it's that time of day, that time of week, where we introduce the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters, Russ Collins. He stops by every Thursday for Cinema Chat. And Russ, good to see you, and thanks for coming in again.
Absolutely, and congratulations to WEMU for winning Station of the Year. That is an outstanding thing to do.
That's right. Now, we knew going into the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Award last night that we were going to win 7 awards, but they hold off on that. Who's going to be Station of the Year award until the evening? And in Group 2 for Public Radio, it's WEMU. So we would like to thank everybody who has made a contribution to WEMU, because the work we do is made possible only by listener support. So it is truly an award that should be shared with all.
And next week you get a chance to support
WEMU. Oh, that's right. We have a pledge drive. I heard something about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to say that tomorrow we're doing our Direct from Sundance screening, which is The Death of Stalin.
Which sounds like such a serious movie.
Well, it's not at all. It is a broad comedy. And it's been drawn analogous to a Monty Python kind of film. In fact, Michael Palin, who was one of the original Monty Pythoners, is in the film. He plays Georgi Molotov from the Molotov cocktail.
Right.
Steve Buscemi plays Nikita Khrushchev.
Fascinating casting.
And absolutely. It's a very comic interpretation, very broad, sometimes kind of crude humor too, but a funny, funny piece put together by Armando Iannucci, who actually is from Glasgow, but his family has Italian roots. And he's the director of Veep, the HBO TV series.
Yeah.
So political satire is right up his alley. And anyway, it's great. We showed it at the Art House Convergence right before Sundance. It was part of the Sundance. It also screened in Toronto. So March 9th, tomorrow, the same day it opens in New York and L.A., you can see it at the Michigan Theater.
Yeah, only
Theater.
Three pieces across the
right.
places across the country.
Special screening direct from Sundance.
That's going to be
go
fun.
Check it out. Special pricing and go. And then on the horizon is the Ann Arbor Film Festival coming up March 20th.
Excited for
25th.
That.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Right. And we have a guest in studio today. She is the festival director for the Ann Arbor Film Festival, Leslie Raymond. Good day to you. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you guys both so much for having me this morning.
Well, every year we like to have you in so you can kind of fill us in on what's going to happen. Now, before we talk about specifics, just like to ask this question, and I mentioned this earlier in the day. Each year, the film festival seems to take on a personality of its own. It kind of takes a shape and feel all its own, different year to year. What kind of sense are you getting about this year's festival?
I think this year we have, we are a cultural icon that, mm-hmm. Puts Ann Arbor on the map in many parts of the world. And, what makes us exceptional is art, culture, film, community all coming together. But it's really, I think, our progressive and inclusive spirit that we were founded with, right? It came out in 1963, this very, the counterculture of this particular part of the world, this town really spurred us on. And I think over the last year and this year, we've been trying to really reconnect to those roots. And I think we're seeing this year, not only in the programs and the type of films that we'll see. We have a lot of political work, for example. But we'll
what a surprise this year, right?
But we're also we'll be honoring a very special past director, Vicki Honeyman, who directed for 15 years. Many of you know that she cut hair for quite a long time,
right.
And she also has Heavenly Metal. So she's going to be showing a program called Vix Picks of films.
So she gets to pick her favorites.
That's right.
Oh, that's
awesome. Saturday at 9:15.
Thank you, yes.
Another, on the 24th.
On the 24th, that's right. Another blast from the past is John Nelson, who went to school in Ann Arbor and was a screener with the Ann Arbor Film Festival, showed a film in the early years. He is the special effects guy for Blade Runner 2049.
He just won a bunch of Oscars.
That's right. He won an Academy Award for his work on that and a BAFTA, and he went off to Hollywood after being here at school and got into special effects.
And obviously has done very well.
That's right. So he's going to be doing a free illustrated lecture of the work that he did in special effects on Blade Runner.
That's going to be fantastic for anyone interested in film.
Yep. So that's going to be 5 o'clock Wednesday, March 21st.
There's also going to be a movie that caught my attention, and it's about The Big House,
yes.
Michigan Stadium, but it has nothing to do with the football team, right?
That's right.
Tangentially. The football game's there, but it's about everything
right.
else.
That's right. So this film, The Big House, came out of U of M, the screen arts department. There are two professors, Marcus Nornes and Terry Saris. They brought in a visiting director, Kazuhiro Soda, and they produced this with a class for the 200th anniversary of the university.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And it's good enough that it made it to the Berlin Film Festival,
That's
right?
That's where it premiered. We'll be doing the North American premiere. And it's a fascinating, fascinating film about what goes into putting
the game on. It's an iconic
landmark,
not just here, but across the country. So,
that's right.
You know, it's going to have widespread interest, I would imagine, and probably fill the theater. Now, Russ, I know that you are a film festival expert. You travel to several and have participated in putting together many. So for those who have never been to a film festival before, if you just go to one film, you're missing this festival experience.
Well, you have to understand what a festival is about. So this is a festival of experimental film, and there are some things like the Big House documentary that's kind of a straight-ahead documentary.
Sure.
But there's a lot of stuff that explores the aesthetic edge of filmmaking, whether it be the way a story is told or the way the elements of film are used in terms of that experimental dynamic. There's a lot of short films that are involved with this. There's very interesting jury and jury presentations that are part of this festival. But if you're going to see a 90-minute narrative film, that's not the core of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. Like Leslie was saying, it was started by an artist, George Manupelli. And George Manupelli was a visual artist who made films. And so that is the
used to be
aesthetic.
Exclusively a 16-millimeter film festival,
absolutely.
Right?
So it's a lot. Well, no, it was never exclusive. It was exclusive, but it didn't start that way. It had lots of different formats, 8mm and all kinds of stuff back in 1963. And it was kind of, you know, people just brought their films and they showed them. So the evolution of the Ann Arbor Film Festival is fascinating all by itself. But the best way to go to any festival is to know what it is in your head that you're going to go see, what kind of festival it is, and then just leave yourself open to it and devote as much time as you can. And I what I mean by time is how many days? Do you have 1 day? Do you have 2 days? Do you have 3 days? Do you have 4 days? And then just go to as many screenings as you can. And if you don't like something, walk out and go to the film that's
next door,
got the right kind of pass, and as long as there's a seat available. But the Ann Arbor Film Festival, literally, we're just the home of it. But as I go around the world and talk to other people at film festivals, that's what they know Ann Arbor for. It's not for the Michigan Theater. It's not for the State Theater. It's for the
Ann Arbor Film Festival. Well, it runs again from March 20th to the 25th, and our passes and tickets already on sale, I imagine?
That's right. You could just go to aafilmfest.org, and we've got information there.
Looking forward to it.
And the Ann Arbor Film Festival qualifies films for Academy Awards, especially short films, short animated films, short live action films,
short
documentaries. Absolutely. And so that's an honor all by itself. And we just had the Academy Awards. So mark March 20th through 25th on your calendar for the Ann Arbor Film Festival. And, you know, you might be able to see one of those Academy Award winning shorts a year before it actually gets awarded. So we're happy to say at the Michigan this week, we're continuing with The Shape of Water, which won the Best Picture. We're continuing with Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which won an acting award. Two acting awards, actually. Call Me By Your Name, which won Best Adapted Screenplay. Phantom Thread, which won Best Costumes. And I, Tonya, which won Best Supporting Actress.
For Alice and Janney, right?
Lady Bird, who was the snubbed film.
Which surprised you. You really thought that was going to do well.
I thought it would do really well. Absolutely. So go check that out. We've also got Ava DuVernay, who's probably best known for Selma. Her new film, A Wrinkle in Time, which is a family film, is opening at the State Theater. If you haven't seen Black Panther, go check it out. We've also got a film called Thoroughbreds about a couple of teenage girls plotting against one of their stepfathers, which is kind of a combination of American Psycho
Horrors
and Heathers. And then Submission is a perfect college town a film that stars Stanley Tucci, Kira Sedgwick's, and she, he's,
oh, I really like the cast.
He's a college professor who gets who mentors a writing student, but then other things happen that aren't so cool.
Russ Collins, thank you very much for your time today. And Leslie Raymond, the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival, thank you as well. Really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Again, the Ann Arbor Film Festival runs March 20th through 25th, and you can get your passes and tickets online already. Russ, we'll see you next week for 89.1 WEMU's Spring On Air Pledge Drive.
Congratulations to WEMU Station of the Year.
And you are listening to 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.